Blog Talk Radio.
Hell, it's like I've been running. Is my mind playing tricks on me? Is she one up on me? If I had to testify, I could only say she's the truth. It's like prayers went up and sent me you. Now I wasn't looking, I was fine on my own. Could come and go as I please, nobody questioning me. I don't know when things began to change. You came and turned it all around. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure. Your love's not settling, settling on me. Like a kid in a blanket, made it hard for me to leave. And you gave me new love, the kind I've never ever seen. And I'm eternally thankful. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure. Got me saying amen. From the bed to the stove, from the church to the job, best thing I know. Got me saying amen. Girl, you're looking good. You keep that cooking good. Best thing for sure.
It's hard for me to picture. I feel like it with you. Look what I've been missing. You turned it all around. Look what I've done now. Back in my own business.
And if I knew then what I know right now, I would have settled down a long time.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, hey, good evening to everybody. It's always good to come before you. I'm talking real to you. My name is Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and I'm very excited about having the opportunity to come before you tonight. You know, the question is, why talking real to you? You know, because it's just simply those plain old talk shows just don't hit the spot. But this show is special in itself because it's the only father and daughter Blog Talk Radio team in the country. So we share a special place, and we're excited about having the opportunity to come before you. You know, a lot of times I be caught and really enjoy doing this show by myself when my co-host is not here. But you know what? We have outstanding individuals that's always coming and playing a major role in talking with you on Talking Real to You. Now, the call-in number for Talking Real to You is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Productions. So without further ado, I'm going to make sure I introduce my very special guest. And I feel like she's a real good friend because we've been communicating the last few opportunities, the last month or so, and I see all the positive things she's doing. So I invited her back to come back to the show because we wanted her to share some things with you, share some thoughts that would allow you to feel her ministry, then to the point feel what you can do and what you can be inspired to do. But before I introduce her, I want to make sure my guest expert is recognized. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Dr. Smith, say hello.
Hello. Good evening to all of you.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Smith, for joining us today. Now, let's get with the introduction of our special guest and none other. And I like to kind of bring us from a level down to a level up. You know, I'm gonna introduce her just like if she was just walking into a fanfare and everybody introduced her. She's a special young lady from Montgomery, Alabama, and she's a person that inspired to inspire other people. Her name is LaTay Pickett the CEO and founder of Inspire to Inspire. Latay, how are you?
All is well, Dr. Smith. Hello, everybody. Hope everybody is well this evening.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. Doc, how are you doing?
I'm good, good.
Awesome.
Awesome. It's really good to have you here, Latay. You know, last time we had you, you know, it was like 28 minutes of the interview, but you have a full 55 minutes tonight, and we want you to share as much that. That don't mean you have to go at 4:55 minutes, but, you know, however you feel
right.
comfortable, I'm not putting a press time on you. I'm kind of leaving a
right.
little time. Like in sports, I'm not trying to press you, but you got 55 minutes, which is an hour show, and we can work with it. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. We want you to kind of share as much as possible with what's going on with your ministry. Before we really get into that part, I want to make sure I leave some other information with our listeners, and that's if you want to tweet the show, you can go to @TalkingRealToYou, also @LorenzaDSmith. All right, Latay, I'm a kind of, as I told you from the beginning, I kind of like my individuals who interview to kind of, you know, get into the groove, and when you start talking, I don't want to stop you from talking. Unless there's a point where we wanted you to catch your breath and have to give us a chance to stand if you have a question. We'll ask a question, but we can start. We want you to start briefly, just give them an introduction of who you are, because these listeners, some of them are the same, and some new ones here. We welcome each and every one of those. So, Ms. Pickett, you can get started.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Smith. And as always, I'm so glad to be back as your guest. Some things have happened positive in my life since the last time I was on your show. To everyone, again, like Dr. Smith said, I am Latay Pickett. I am a native here of Montgomery, Alabama, born and raised. I started my ministry, Inspired to Inspire, and I am on Facebook, Inspired to the number 2 Inspire. I started my ministry back in October. I saw a need for people to be inspired and inspired by other people. The ministry came from, of course, my family. My father was one of the coaches here at a high school, here at Carver High School, for many years. My mom was a fourth grade teacher for 32 years. So I came from a very educated family. My sister and brother both are in the school system. And back in about 6 or 7 years ago, I made up in my mind that I wanted to go back to school and finish my degree. And three of my friends, well, one was my sister, Tara Pickett. My brother Daryl Pickett, has always been very influential in my life, very positive, very supportive. And back in, I would say maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I was working at Brubaker Middle, and my sister was working there. One of my friends, Kelly Stanton, and another friend of mine, Nisha Woody, we were all working there, and they encouraged me to go back to school. They inspired me and encouraged me to go back to school. These women were very smart, very beautiful, doing a lot of positive things. And so they inspired me, encouraged me, motivated me to go back to school. They said, "Hey, we'll help you. You know, if there's anything that you need, we got you. You know, you can do it." And back in 2012, I enrolled at Troy downtown. I said, "Well, I can do it." I prayed about it, and God just spoke to me and said, "You know, this is the time now. You having the faith of a mustard seed, trusting me, and knowing that I will carry you. You know, when you're tired, when you're weak, I will be there like I have always been." During that time, I was going through a divorce. I was working 2 jobs. I had 3 kids. 2 of them were still in high school. So, you know, it was kind of rough for me trying to just make a day's living and take care of my kids and try to go to school. And of course, in the beginning, I just really you know, had doubts about, am I going to be able to do this? Because, you know, I was in my 40s at that time. And so, like I said, these three women, my sister and Kelly and Nisha, you know, they just said, you can do it. You know, you can do it. And so just having the faith of God and staying in my word and reading my scriptures and knowing what God can do. And so back in 2012, I registered at Troy downtown and that summer. And I think I only took one class to kind of get acclimated back into studying and getting back into the schoolwork and things of that nature. And that first semester I did really well. So that second semester, I registered again, and I did really, really well. So in 2014, I graduated with my associates from Troy. And so God said, don't stop there. I have much more for you. Don't stop there. In 2014, I graduated with my associates, kept going. And in 2016, May of 2016, I graduated with my BS in psychology with a minor in sociology. And the Holy Spirit was still talking to me. God was saying, you know, if I brought you through that, and if I can do that and help you do that by you trusting me and believing in me, I have many great things in store for you. And so I wanted to go on and get my master's. I didn't want to stop. Now, by then, I was 46 years old. And so I registered at Alabama State, too, because I wanted to go to a HBCU, get a degree from an HBCU. I registered at Alabama State, and I wanted to do something of the nature of counseling. I know that I love people. I'm a people person. I have a heart for people with disabilities. So I researched rehab counseling, and I knew that was the calling for me. I registered at Alabama State, and May of 2018, I graduated with my master's in rehab counseling. And so I'm just very proud. I'm very honored. And in on my page on Inspire to Inspire, you know, I just try to motivate people to say, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be, trust God. Pray about it. Trust God and know that He will see you through. If you don't ever start the race, you can't finish the race. And so I just try to make sure that, you know, and it's not, God never said that there won't be stumbling blocks, but he removed those stumbling blocks. You know, and there were many stumbling blocks throughout the time that I was pursuing my educational goals. But, you know, God removed all of them, and took so much to my amazement, because even I came up against, in December of 2017, I had to do my internship, and I was working at a public school here in Montgomery, and I had to do my internship in January, and so I found out that I would have to resign from my job to do my internship. Well, that came up to be either not do my internship and not graduate with my master's, or go ahead and resign from my job, which meant I lost my health insurance for me and my youngest child that is still up under me. I lost my tenure. I've been in the school system for 23 years. I lost my tenure. I did not lose my retirement, but I did lose those things. And so it just kind of hit me for a loop, because I was not expecting that. I was expecting that maybe I can do a leave of absence and either can return back to my job or at least have that option. But that was not the case. And after a lot of crying, I think, because it just hit me all at one time, and I just really didn't know what to do, what would be best for me and my child that was still, you know, living with me, God spoke to me, and He said, "Tay, I've shown you over and over again that I'm King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, I wouldn't have brought you this far to leave you." And so I heard that clear as day. And so I did resign from my job. I got my last paycheck in January. But, Dr. Smith, I tell you, I have not had not one thing lacking, one thing broken, one thing missing. God has provided. My children are awesome. They you know, stepped out. Whenever, if I needed anything, you know, they were there. My family is very supportive, very. My mom, my sister, my brother, my nieces and nephews are very supportive. But God just provided. He provided for me. And so, that's what Inspired to Inspire is, to tell people, you know, that God will provide. And not only that, he shows me daily just who he is just by me having the faith of a mustard seed. He shows me every day that, you know, you can't beat, nobody can beat God's giving. And so because of my GPA, like I said, I graduated May 12, 2018 with my master's degree. And because of my GPA, which I had a high GPA, I decided that I wanted to go ahead and pursue my PhD. And so I received a $10,000 scholarship to work on my PhD. So that'll start July the 9th. And so God has just really, really, really been blessing me, and I'm just really grateful for that.
That is awesome. That's awesome.
That is
awesome. Go ahead on, Dr. Smith. Go ahead on.
I was just complimenting her to say that is awesome to receive, you know, the monies that you've received to work on your PhD. And I just say go for it.
Right.
I don't think you'll regret that you did.
Yes, ma'am. And I haven't. And I've prayed about it. And, you know, my mind is set. I have the energy to do it. God is saying, you know, and I hear him clearly saying, you know, I'm going to take you higher. You know, if you just trust him and believe in me and know that I am who I am. And so, you know, that's my biggest thing with Inspired to Inspire. I was inspired, and the name came from, and I probably should have said this earlier, but Inspired to Inspire originated from me being inspired by my family and those three women who inspired me to go back to school. And now I want to inspire others. And it's not just about going back to school. School was my thing. But if you want to open your own business, whatever you want to do, you can do it. And so my biggest thing is keeping your circle positive, people that are doing positive things, people that are pouring positive inputs in you. Those women were positive in my life. They were pouring positive positive things in my life came by, they came back, and other people came, and God had other people to come and water those. They planted those seeds. God had other people to come and water those seeds, like my pastor, Pastor Huntley, and Miss Huntley. Miss Huntley and I worked together at Lanier, and she was always very positive. You tell you can do it. You know, she encouraged me. Just positive things. Our mission at our church at True Divine, and I love my church. I love my pastor. So, I mean, just producing believers that excel in life. And so that's my mission that I live by. And so having a great church home that's able to instill God's word in you to not give up, and even when you get knocked down, to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving. You cannot finish the race if you don't ever start the race. And so that's my thing. Yeah, it took me a minute to get my mind to where this is what I wanted to do. But once I got started running, I didn't stop until I finished. And that's one of the biggest things that I want to tell our young adults and our adults, that whatever it is that you want to do, trust God. Pray about it. Trust God. And know that he will lead and direct your path.
And that is awesome, Latay, to hear. Those are some real positive things, real inspiring for our young people and even our individuals who may not be young but in the middle of bracket and they're trying to make their mind up what exactly they want to do. You're listening to a story here. You're listening to an opportunity that we all sometimes we get, but sometimes we're not willing to step forward. But I'm hearing that Mate took that opportunity, and she's still grinding. You know, my hashtag is keep on grinding. Just keep on grinding. Don't give up, because you can't accomplish anything if you decide to stop. You have to keep pushing and pushing, and then keep doing it day by day by day by day. So, you know, it has been on Christian Stalwell for me, as well as Dr. Smith can attest to that as well. So it's just having that fortitude to keep driving. Drive. So, you know, we're in your corner. We're supporting you 100% because we want you to meet that goal you have set for and the one God has set for you before you as well.
Exactly.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. So, Dr. Smith, do you have anything you just, and I, like I told Natalia, I want her to just talk, but I know she got to catch her breath, so we're going to allow her to catch her breath. Drink a swivel of water right now. I have a now start. I'll do this right now. 347-857-4192 is our call-in number, so you can call in if you got any thoughts and you got an idea, or if you just don't want to say anything on the radio, we want you to listen by calling in. But if you just want to just share a thought about some things that occurred with your life and where you've been inspired, even if you have an opportunity to go to Facebook and you see some of her inspirational thoughts and words she have in the morning, because I read them, because I go to it every day. So you can just share it with me. You can email me at talkingreal2you@gmail.com, or you can go to the Twitter and you can tweet me at talkingreal2you or L or Lorenzo D. Smith, and you can tweet me, and then I'll just kind of share the thoughts. And so a lot of people don't want to talk in the radio, but we want you to talk. All right, Dr. Smith, you have anything just so she can kind of catch her breath and just relax and think for a minute, you might want to share a talk with Latte about her.
Well, I'm just inspired by her story and the fact that she had people in her circle to push her forward. And to, you know, because when you're surrounded by positive energy, that does give you the fuel to go ahead and get some things accomplished. And I think the same for me when I met someone. You know, I wanted to work on a PhD, had my master's for quite some time before then, and I just did not want to really put a lot of energy into it. But I was inspired to go forth by another young lady who had already started working on her PhD. And just having that partner helped me a great deal. You know, somebody to partner with, to go along with me. I could bounce some things off of that person, you know, and when I got stuck, that was helpful as well. So that helped me to move forward. And more than anything, I think, Dr. Smith, when we were kids back in Sunday school, I was most inspired by the Ralph brothers, Brother Ralph and his brothers, because they were always challenging us to read, you know, to go forth and read. And I just started reading at an early age and enjoyed reading. And that helped me to move forward with some things. Wasn't the best student in high school, but when I got in college, things start opening up just like a flower, like you said. Somebody watered that seed, and it became a flower. It began to bloom, and it began to make sense to me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I can attest to that. However, Latte, let's count on that. We're going to kind of let you. You kind of jump in and kind of share exactly the programmatic part of Inspire to Inspire. Because I know you had some things that occurred. I saw with the paint, the activity you were doing through the paint party,
right.
I assume. And, but just kind of share with us, you know, just the programmatic part of Inspire to Inspire. And just go from there. And anything else you want to add to that, even with some upcoming events and how people can play a part with this, because this is a great opportunity. It's a great ministry. So we want it to be out there so individuals will know about it.
Okay, Dr. Smith, yes. in, like I said, I started it in October, and in October, God placed on my heart to do something for Thanksgiving. For me, Thanksgiving is a time for, I always look at Thanksgiving, family, being with family, surrounded by, you know, in the by the table with family and friends. And so my heart went out to, God placed on my heart the elderly that at the nursing homes that do not have families to come visit them. And so I thought that would be something really good that Inspired to Inspire could do for their first, our first kickoff, our first event. And so I contacted the coordinator at the Woodley Road Manor and nursing home, and she told me that they had about 25 consumers there that didn't have anybody to come visit them. And so I targeted those consumers, and so I reached out to my Facebook members on Inspired, that's members of Inspired to Inspire, and she gave me a list of things that they can have, and so we did goodie bags. I had quite a bit of the members to donate socks, hard and soft candy, sugarless candy. They were in need of deodorant, body wash, lotion, things like that. So I did a gift bag for each. We did a gift bag for each one of those consumers at Woodley Manor, and so myself and another member took it to them and gave them out to each, and we met each one of the consumers face to face, hugged them, talked to them, and it just made my heart feel really good, because a lot of them, you know, they just wanted somebody to come and visit and talk to. So that was our first event. In December, we partnered with Lanier High School and the Toys for Tots for the students at Lanier that might not have gotten anything for Christmas. And so we partnered with them. And I reached out to the members on Inspire to Inspire and got back a really, really good response. And let me just say, I am so proud of the members, because whenever I ask them to help do something or to donate, they are always willing to help, whether it's donating, whether it's time, whether it's monetary wise. So I'm very glad that I have a group of people, you know, that are able to do this and from their heart. But we partnered with them and we got a really good response back, monetary wise and toys. The kids were very, very, very happy. So I was glad of that. In January, I don't think I did anything in January. I think in February, I did a luncheon in February. We did a sip and paint at, with Amazing Paint, and they were just, those ladies, this Black-owned sister company, and they are just simply amazing, and they did a really, really, really good job accommodating us, and the group had a really, really, really good time doing that. It was a lot of fun and painting, and so we really, really, really enjoyed that as well. And I think it was March, I did another luncheon at Martha's Place, and I had two guest speakers, and one was Willie McLeod, one of the members, and he's also a really good friend of the family, and it was really, really, really good. It was an inspirational luncheon, and he just shared his testimony on how he was on drugs and how God has brought him out. He tried to commit suicide three times, but God wouldn't let the devil kill him. And so he's been off drugs and clean for 10 years. He's a student at Alabama State, getting ready to graduate with his BS in psychology. So that was just, everybody was just really, really touched by his testimony, and I was very grateful and honored that he was able to come out and share his testimony, because you never know what people are battling with. And so by you testifying, by others testifying and giving their testimony, it really, really, really helps others. I get a lot of inbox messages on people that, you know, just might not want to come out on the page and say whatever, but I get a lot of messages from men and women that, you know, just say, thank you for motivating me. Thank you for, you know, helping me. Thank you. That post that you post, I was really depressed, and that just, you know, what God is doing for you, that just gives me hope. And that's what it's for. That's what Inspire to Inspire is there for, to help those that you know, my friends are very strong and very positive, but everybody might not have a circle like mine. So when you don't have a circle like mine, you can always go to Inspire to Inspire and see that, hey, these are people that actually love you. Don't have to know you, don't have to talk to you, but we'll inspire you, we'll help you, we'll pull you up. We're not trying to kick you down. We're there to pull you up and say, hey, don't give up. Sister, my brother, don't give up. You can do it. Just keep on keeping on. Trust in God, you know. So, you know, that's what Inspire to Inspire is for. In March, I have not done anything in the last month, but simply because I was ending up my intern and getting ready to graduate. So I do plan on, there has been some talk with Beyond Sports with Jamie Crumbling. I'm going to work with him on upcoming event. Another thing that I know that God has placed on my heart is suicide awareness. Because of just, so you know, young people and older struggle with suicide, mental illness. That is part of my rehab counseling degree, working with people with mental illness, making sure that, you know, they take their medicine and depression and all of that. So I want to, and I have not just gotten anything together just yet, but God has placed that on my heart, so that is in the near future. Also, I want to do a some type of rally back to school for the kids, bullying, making sure that they know who they are, you know, being strong and knowing that, you know, you don't have to follow the crowd. Being different is okay, you know. Being strong-minded is okay. Being a leader and not a follower, and just loving them. I think if we love ourselves more, it's easy to love somebody else. And not only that, it's easy to like and love people that love you back. But then what about the ones that don't like you or not as nice to you? So right. when you love God and you know who you are, it's easy to love those ones that don't love you or don't like you. And so I've been faced with that in my lifetime. And so I've grown, and I hadn't always been at this place in life, but I'm so grateful to God that I am where I am now, because it just makes it so much easier. You know, God has just, you know, blessed me. He said, and I knew God spoke to me, and he said, where I'm taking you, everybody can't go. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some people. Be okay with that, because they can't go where I'm taking you. And I was okay with that. And so that's what I want to, that's what I want. Those are some of the things I know those are three things that are coming up that I'm in the process of organizing. Like I said, Beyond Sports with Jamie Crumbling. He's really good with the kids. He's an advocate for the kids and going to the different schools, speaking to the kids. I think it's very important that, you know, kids get involved with extracurricular activities. You know, suicide awareness is heavy on my heart with our children and the adults. So those are some things that I want to work on. And also, being in the school system for so long, I want to see more of our kids go to school, graduate. And if you don't want to go to college, it's okay. College is not for everybody. But have a plan. What do you want to do? You know, do you want to go to work in the workforce? You want to go to the service? Have a plan. So it's so sad, and I'm just saying this because, you know, kids got to do better. People have to do better. as far as making sure that we're doing something positive. We are in a place in life where we're doing things that are going to that's going to impact other people in a positive way. Just sitting here the other day and thinking somebody in front of my house jacked my car up and stole my tire. And I'm stole my tire off my car and I'm right in front of my house. And I'm thinking, you have nothing else but why steal? You have nothing else better to do. And I don't know if it was a young adult or adult. I'm not really even sure. But what I am sure of is that God said, vengeance is mine. I wasn't mad. I was hurt and disappointed, but not angry. We have to kind of take back our neighborhoods, take back our kids, making sure that they know that, hey, God has a plan for you, you know, and so walk that plan, walk that path that God has planned for you, because God wants us to live our best life. And so that's some of the things that I've instilled in my kids, instilling in my grandkids, and I'm glad my niece and nephews are doing really, really well. So I just want to be a positive influence on the young adults, and because they are our future. And these are the people that's going to be, you know, running the country and doing more positive things. So if we can just get to a place where our kids are doing positive things, having a positive circle, I think we'll have better results. I know we will have better results.
And that is exactly what we're looking for in our community, especially here in Central Alabama, throughout the state, and throughout this country. But sometimes we can only reflect on where we are. We need to have positive things happening in our community. Even in, you know, for example, you mentioned the school system. That was one of those issues that we talked about on a previous show. My team here, we talked about the system and how we, where we are, why we're doing what we're doing, why our young people not having a chance to be successful, and just seeing what your organization is doing, inspire will allow those students to see that. Just making a statement, just saying that everybody don't have to go to college. And you may go to college later on, but you do need to finish high school. And finish high school to move in whatever direction, the military, move into the workforce, or move. You just have to be inspired enough to finish the high school level. And I think that's one of the things that I think we don't understand as individuals, because we just think children automatically finish high school, because this is not in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. In 2018, we have students who drop out of high school and don't know where they're going. We have students that may finish high school and don't know what they're going to do once they finish high school. But being able to know that there's an opportunity out there and having the support of those, each of the individuals, it takes a whole village to raise every one of our children. And I think we need to kind of give back to that. And I know that's what you all are doing when you say inspire to inspire. If I do one thing, I'm going to reach over and grab you and help you do that. And the next person do that. So this is exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about issues that affect our community, but having individuals and organizations and ministry out there making an impact, we're excited to have an opportunity to have Latay on this show, sharing those things that Inspire to Inspire is doing. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You can call in, and it, like I said, if you want to share your thoughts, you may want to ask a particular question, it's fine. It's okay. If it's all right with her, she's willing to ask. She would love to have someone call in and ask her some of those questions that they are emailing me on a regular basis, but they do that to me. But one of the questions that was emailed to me, when you mentioned about your members, is this a large number of individuals that play a part in Inspire to Inspire, a small number exactly? Now, what is your membership? And that was one of the questions that was asked.
Okay. The membership, I started out with, like I said, it's on Facebook, and I started out with one member, and it's 900 and I think 13. But, of course, that is all over the United States. And when I do, and I'm in the process of making it nonprofit. I have not had the time to actually go down, sit down, and do all the paperwork and everything. But that is one of the goals before the summer is out, to make it a nonprofit organization, so that because it's the funds either comes from donations or, you know, out of my pocket. I would like to do more, and I want to make it a nonprofit organization so that I'm able to do more as far as with members that might we're doing things, and they might not have the finances to do it. Then, you know, I can help pay for some of those things. Or one of the things I also want to do is feed the homeless. That is on my heart. That is one of the upcoming events, is to do a feeding, a luncheon for the homeless and I have reached out to the Salvation Army and just got to set up a date and a time and all of that. But the members are worldwide. I have members. Their members are from everywhere. The donations mostly come from people here in Montgomery because, you know, they're able to get the donations, whether I'm asking for canned goods or just whatever, they're able to get get me the donations here. But the members are worldwide. And you do have to, it is a closed group. And the reason why it's a closed group, because for one thing, I wanted people to want to be a member. And I want them to post things that are positive. And if you wanting to be a member of something, that and me not forcing it on you. So you do have to ask to join, and I don't screen anybody. You know, just if you hit the want to join, I accept everybody's request. It's just it is a closed group because I want positive people posting positive things, and a lot of them don't post. But they do read. I've heard several members have messaged me and said, "I love your post, thanks." Or they may come in on somebody else's post, you know. But you do not have to post if it's just something you want. You go to daily just to be uplifted, you know. You can do that. But it is a closed group because I do want members that want to be a part of the group.
And I'll tell you, it's awesome because another one of the questions was, unfortunately, I don't know why they don't call in, but that's all right. The location, this is coming from someone in Atlanta, Georgia, and they were saying that is in a way we can make connection through, you know, I'm in Atlanta, is it just in Central Alabama? That was the question. Is it just location in Central Alabama? But you answered the question before I asked that question, and even though they was typing it in, let me add a little part. Add another question to that. Since you say you have a closed group, is it possible, for example, this person that's asking in Atlanta about Inspire to Inspire, can it go to your Facebook page or make a request? Exactly.
All they need to do is go in and look up and go to Facebook, type in Inspire to Inspire, and send the request, and I accept it.
That's another one of those questions they were throwing at me over here. But you know, that's all right. I'm willing to do it. I can speak for them because they can call in at 347-857-4192. And Ms. Latay will talk with you and share any thoughts she have, and she can, if you got some kind of issue and how she can address to inspire, then you can do that by calling in.
Right.
Dr. Smith.
And Dr. Smith, if they can't find it, they can always send me a request, Latay Pickett at Facebook, and I can go in and add them. Once they send me a request and let me know, they can message me and let me know that they want to be a part of Inspire to Inspire, and I can go in and add them if that's the case. But I want them to be comfortable And if they want to be a member, I am more than happy to have any and everybody that wants to be a member. But I think the more love we spread, the better the world is going to be.
Awesome. I agree.
Awesome.
I agree with that.
Okay. Dr. Smith, do you have anything you want to share with talk with Latte about?
I was just listening and just, you know, to what she was saying, doing some in-depth listening, and I am inspired by the work that you're doing, and I'm hoping that it just spreads even larger. You said someone from Atlanta called in or emailed you, and I think it's great. It sounds very positive what you're doing. In fact, I think I'm going to be submitting a request to join the group.
Please do, Dr. Smith. I would love to have you. I would love for you to post just positive things. People don't realize when they post how they're impacting other people's lives and how it's helping somebody. Like I said, a lot of people might not say it on Facebook or on the page, but I get a lot of people saying, you know, and we have a lot of people hurting out here, a lot of people with real issues and dealing with things. They're battered, women that are battered, dealing with depression, dealing with mental illness, dealing with, you know, wanting to go back to school. I had one of my classmates, and I'm just so happy and so proud of her. I had one of my classmates that was inspired by me, and I didn't know I was inspiring her. This is before I started Inspire. But just it's inspired by me and where I was, being a single mom, going through a divorce, working two jobs, sometimes three during that time, raising my kids, making sure I go to their football games and cheerleading and all of that. I never missed a game, working 7 days a week, going to school. But God provided, and God saw me through that. But I said all that to say, you know, she messaged me one day and said, "Tay, I went through a bad divorce. I really want to go back to school. It's been on my heart. You've inspired me." And I just talked to her. I prayed with her, and I talked to her, and I said, "If God did it for me, God will do it for you." I said, "He doesn't love me no more than he loves you." I said, "All you have to do is have the faith of a mustard seed and step out on faith." And I said, "Just like he put his super on my natural, he'll do the same thing for you." And I'm just glad to say that she's back in school for nursing, and she's doing really, really well. And I did, and I won't tell anybody that it's going to be all peaches and cream. You're going to have some stumbling blocks, but you have to know that God said weapons going to be formed. He never said they won't form, but he did say they won't prosper. And so that's what I live by. And so, you know, the weapons that are formed against, they form against me every day. They formed against me the other day when they took my tire. It won't prosper. God said they won't prosper, you know. So I just encourage anybody to just know that we're big in numbers. God said we're mighty in numbers. And so when you got more people doing positive things, and for the people that are listening that are not in Montgomery and around, you know, different places, if you send a friend request to inspire, you know, just I always post what we're doing way in advance. When the next events, what we're doing, and you know, I just want everybody to be a part that's able to be a part, because God said, He blesses you when you bless others, you know, and so that is Inspire to Inspire is an act of service. How can I help somebody else? Because somebody helped me to get where I am.
Dr. Smith, I hear you say awesome. That's great. That's great. Just to ask this one question, because you really just answered the question. But I have a question that came to me. Said, what makes your organization different from any other organization that's helping people? What is the uniqueness? One unique thing? Just, you know, share one unique thing that makes you different from any other organization, Inspire to Inspire.
What I think makes Inspire to Inspire unique is that whatever we're doing from the heart, and we're not expecting anything in return. We're not expecting anybody to give us any accolades. We're not expecting anybody to do anything. What can I inspire to inspire is, I just want, when I started it, the only thing I want my Heavenly Father to say is, job well done. I'm not expecting anybody. Like I said, everything that has been done through Inspire to Inspire has either I paid for out of my pocket or donations. And so it's from the heart. From the heart. And that's why I say it's a closed group, because I don't want anybody to give grudgingly. I don't want anybody to post grudgingly. I don't want any drama or anything like that. This is all in love and uplifting, and what can I do to help somebody else without looking for anything in return. That's what makes Inspire to Inspire different and unique.
Hey, you're listening to Tae Pickett on Talking Real to You, and our calling number is 347-857-4192. You know, and sharing it like she just shared, you know, you have all you have to have is one unique thing. It's when you give it from the heart and do it from your heart, that makes you unique than any other organization. So that is what we're looking for. This is what we need in our community. This is what pulls our community together. Because we're talking about where it's a group that is heard, 900 plus, and maybe 1,000, even more, going to be joining now, that can just come in and make statements, and once they are in the group and share some thoughts with us. That's an outlet for everybody. So it gives us a great, that makes us unique in itself, because we do have a lot of things that's posted on Facebook, probably shouldn't be on, you know, should be a cat out of the bag type thing. Should stay in the bag, but somehow make it through because it's on Facebook. But on Inspire to Inspire, you can post things about being a part of the closed group. Now, it's not an open, it's closed. I want to make sure our listeners understand. She has said it several times, that when you do, you make your request, and she works with you and get you going, and once you approve to do that, you can post. And she said that all these good thoughts are good for the good of our people, good of our community, good of our churches, and our various ministry we all have. We need to work together, and that's what she's doing through what God has given her the opportunity to do. Dr. Smith, can I say one last thing
as well?
Yes.
I do welcome anybody with any anybody that have anything that can help me. I'm still at a place where my organization is still new and just trying to get it off the ground to where I can go beyond Montgomery and go different places to help. So I am welcoming any suggestions, anything that, you know, can help us to be better and to help other people. So, you know, I'm not oblivious to, you know, somebody messaging me or calling me. And my number is area code 334-294-8514, just to say, hey, have you thought about doing this or these? I have some suggestions that can help. I welcome that. Because we're all working together for the same thing, and that's to help each other to become better people.
Repeat your telephone number again.
Okay. It's area code 334-294-8514. Welcoming any suggestions, anything that I can help with or Inspire to Inspire can help other organizations. I love joining with other organizations to help each other do, you know, hit with other things. So I welcome all of that.
Well, I do have some suggestions that I'd like to offer for your consideration,
yes, ma'am.
And I'll call you directly.
Awesome, Dr. Smith. Love it. Thank you.
That's exactly what this is all about, talking real to you. We take time to allow you to get the information, not misinformation, not fake news. We're giving you real information. We're addressing those issues, and we have an avenue to do it, and we'll continue to do it. But, hey, we really appreciate you being with us tonight. If you want to share any other contact information, you have this opportunity to do this while we get ready to close, and anything else you want to share at this point. please take this opportunity to do it now.
Okay. Well, as always, Dr. Smith, I am just so happy that I was you invited me back to share some more information. If you want to, anyone that would like to get in contact with me concerning Inspire to Inspire, my number again is area code 334-294-8514. You can also email me at Tay-Tay, T-A-E-T-A-E, 1915 at gmail.com. Again, I'm on Facebook as Latay Pickett and Inspire to Inspire, the number two.
That's awesome, awesome. So just make sure you take an opportunity to contact Inspire to Inspire or directly with Latay Pickett. She's willing to communicate with you. It's open. It's a great opportunity for her. She's saying that you can communicate. She's willing. She gave her number. She gave her email. She gave her information on Facebook. So contact her. Latay, we really appreciate you being with us tonight. We're very excited to be a partner with you because we are a partner in this thing. We can do it talking real to you. Just give me a call, a text, or how we're going to do, a DM, or whatever it may be, and we'll talk, and we'll continue to grow together and not just grow apart. We're going to make a difference in this community and all over this country. Again, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Dr. Smith, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your talk show host, and may God continue to bless you and your ministry as well.
Thank you
very
so
much.
I'm inspired tonight.
Inspired to inspire. Just remember.
Yes.
Yes, inspired.
Yes.
Inspired to inspire. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So we're at the point where we had an awesome time tonight. Dr. Smith, you want to kind of close it out? Anything you want to say to close the show out? And again, we thank Latay, and we want to look forward to continue to work with her as well as her ministry to make sure Inspire to Inspire continue to prosper and grow. Dr. Smith, you want to share some thoughts before we close out here?
Yes. The thoughts I'd like to share because I am inspired, but something that I keep before me, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Wayne Dyer.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a good
evening. And thank you so much to each and every one of your listeners out here tonight. Again, Ms. Pickett was here. She took time, and I appreciate bringing all that good information about Inspire to Inspire her ministry, and we're going to continue through talking real to you, sharing everything that we have, giving you an opportunity to voice yourself through this vehicle of communication. So we look forward to talking with you next week, and we will be on next week because as we roll, we're supposed to be every other week, every other Monday. We're going to be on next week as well. Then we'll take that little time off, and then we'll come back again. Now, let's not forget, on Wednesday night, we have Talking Sports Plus. And you can join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be on there talking about some sports. We're going to be talking about professional sports, but we're based at historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. I'll leave my famous thought with you. Keep on grinding. Then I'm going to take a thought from one of my co-hosts on Wednesday night's show. And that is, take the day and don't let the day take you. Have an awesome night, and we're going to end up this thing with God's plan. And we do not own the rights to the music, but we're going to have an opportunity to play the music. So everybody have a good night, and we'll see you next Monday night, as well as this week on Talking Sports Plus. We'll see you on Wednesday night. Have an awesome night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I saw Denzel Washington on TV the other day. He's a real good-looking man. But I remember when me, him, and Wesley Snipes were young back in the 80s. They still got some of their money. I look good. I ain't got nothing, but I look good. It's a good life. It's a good life. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m.
Anything you guys want in the store is free. So grab whatever you guys want.
For them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, no. I finesse down Western Road, like, yes. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E,